The Vox Markets Podcast.
Welcome to Taking Stock. It is Monday, the 11th of December, 2023. Good afternoon, everyone. Hope you're well. Thanks for joining me. Oh, hang on a sec. I've messed up on the audio. There we are. No, I didn't have my mic plugged in then, which is obviously a big mistake. Having said that, some people are very welcome that. You can't hear me. You can see me only. By all means, get your comments in. Market moving news. That's what I'm after today. I've spotted a couple of companies releasing news today that's worth further research, I think. Definitely. But market moving news. If you've seen anything today, whether it's up or down, let me know. And by the way, as always, if you could, hit that like button. Get into that and subscribe. If you haven't subscribed, if you're watching this, you haven't subscribed, please do so. I've come up from my grotto. I'm now in my sort of living room here in Lapland. First comment, El Saint. Yay, all right. Yeah, hit that subscribe button. Okay, let's have a quick look at the market. See what's happening on the markets, of the indices, up or down. We see the FTSE 100 down 0.65%. FTSE 250 down 0.4%. FTSE 350 down 0.6%. All share down 0.6%. And the least worst fearing, essentially, is the AIM All Share down 0.1%. Risers, Rolls-Royce, winners keep winning. Anabagasca, Anglo-American. That's odd that they're up. Some bad news out from China, CPI data. They're in deflation. Of course, they're exporting deflation, massive exporters. So I assume they're exporting deflation there. What are the fallers here today on the FTSE 100? The fallers are Centrica, Glencore, British American Tobacco, Rio Tinto, SC Lloyds, the banking group. Okay. Let's look at the front page of Vox there. The Seattle shares gain as it inaugurates e-drive plant in India. Any of you into Seattle? Any of you hold that? SED is ticker. Hang on a second. Let's look at the AIM All Share. It's struggling a little bit to get above that previous high. But it has done it. But, you know, that previous high here, it needs to move higher. It needs to break this previous resistance or previous support. Now resistance at, what's that, 729, something like that. It needs to get above that. Poolbeg Pharma presents PLB1 data at American Society of Hematology annual general meeting. Paul talks about Cornerstone. A hidden gem in the B2B payment space. I don't know if it's hidden, is it? Who's hidden that? But there's a cracking rally off that today. If you look at the chart of CSFS, they have the best sort of ticker there. Look at that. Previous high, breaking that. Look, above the moving averages, as always. Always pay attention to that. And in fact, if you could move that up there now, so you can see that almost previous highs breaking up there. It's a good little company. You know, it's the growth is very good. They did say come out recently with market exceeding expectations news. And what is it? Still 10 million market cap, I think. So it's a nano cap. But it's come down from a long way. But you see here, hit the bottom, bouncing along, rallies up, breaks the moving averages, and then we can see a series of high highs, high lows there. What else on the front page here? Scrolling down, some of the news here, most followed companies. We're still having issues with prices there, so ignore the rises and fallers. But there are some massive rises today, and I get into those. Powerhouse buying some shares, a premier funding of Zulu project update. What is that about? It's up, is it? Ooh. It's pleased to announce a subscription day to raise 2.4 million before expenses at an issue price of 0.23 pence. Oh, it's gone up on that. It is a discount, it's gone up. There we are. I just come in. Now, what else is there? We got to pull back there. ECR. XP Factor again. This is a second time that they have a regular, share buyback. So share buying by the company there, share incentive scheme. And but this one here, who's this? This is Phil Shepard. He chucked in about 10 grand's worth of shares there. Who was it? Was it the chief operating officer last week? Bought a chunk of shares on XP. They obviously think it's good value. ITM Power. I don't really understand this, but they've been so signed a capacity reservation with Shell Deutschland, under which Shell has secured future production capacity, manufacturing of our state-of-the-art electrolyzer stacks. The reservation covers 100 megawatt of Trident electrolyzer stacks to be manufactured in 2025 and 2026. So it's good news there. I'm hooking up with a big company. What's the chart looking at ITM? Don't forget, any market moving news, let me know. See if you I've spotted the two that I'm looking at, but ITM is not a good looking chart, is it? It's trying to bounce, but it's not quite making it. What's your thoughts on news? Let's have a look. What a background. Do you like that? Listen, we got 1 week left. I've got 1 week left. I'm off on holidays. We've got to hit 5,000 subscribers. So I thought I'd make it Christmas and cheery, and then, probably won't come back then. Hi, what do you think would happen to Hargreaves now Robin Hood is coming? Just because it is high worth clients doesn't mean future growth. No. I know in Informa, you do like that. It's funny. I mean, what do you think is going to happen? You think it's obviously going to have a massive impact, but they won't be their main competitor, I think. There's plenty of big competitors out there for Hargreaves Lansdowne, and there has been for a long time. So I don't think marketing over here, they have to spend a lot of money to get up there. And you know what it's like with people changing accounts. They don't like to do it, moving their money around, especially in ISAs and stuff. People tend not to do it. It's quite sticky, isn't it? What's your thoughts, though? Mr. Steve, no RNS from... No, CETA. No, this wasn't. I think everyone's waiting for the Bank of England rate call. Of course, that's late. Is it Thursday? I think it is. Yeah, Bank of England come out, and the ECB and the Fed, they all come out with news. But here's some market-moving news, okay? Yeah, HL customs are sticky. Yeah, they're putting the wash in. But this is DGI is the ticker, okay? This is quite extraordinary news. Look at that, 112% a day. Let's look at the chart. DG Innovate is the company. I was aware of them. They're on my watch list, but I didn't really do any research on them. But you can see there, they listed pretty much back in April 2022 at what, 0.4 pence? They got to 0.4 pence, but today, shot up. Why? Well, so they are a 9 million a 9.5 million market cap company, okay? Advanced research and development company powering sustainable and environmentally considerate improvements to the electric mobility and storage. So essentially two parts of the business: enhanced drive technology, high efficiency, cost-effective electric motors and electronics, and enhanced battery technology, sodium ion batteries. Now these apparently could rival lithium ion, if they can make them smaller, offering sustainable energy storage solution at similar greater energy density to the incumbent technologies at a lower cost, increased safety with lower environmental footprint. Of course, in this area is also Ilika, solid-state batteries they do. What are they made of, Ilika's batteries? Anyone know? But they're a larger market cap. Now, this is only literally still 9.5 million market cap, okay? The news... So you think, oh, director appointments, 2.4 million convertible fundraise. Mm. Then you realize who the directors are, right? Please announce a board restructuring, including the appointment of three new executive directors with significant experience in the electric motor or vehicle sector, all of whom have held senior roles with Tesla, as detailed below, and 2.4 million fundraise. So these guys are ex-Tesla. This is a little company in Wales, in Caerphilly, which is not far from where I'm from originally, and it was literally previous to this, sub 5 million market cap and nano cap, okay? So this is quite significant. And one of these guys apparently was in the same school, I think, or area as Elon Musk, so they know him very well. I don't know if they're on good terms with them still, but you've got to understand that these guys, these three guys, I hold no position in this stock, by the way, they're well connected. Are they on good terms with Elon still? I don't know. But this is the fact that they've probably done due diligence over this company and liked what they've seen. And they're putting, what, 2.4 million of convertible loan notes in. Says a lot. Now they're on the board. So... massive. What is quite encouraging is just the technology, in the UK. It's very good. I said all we need is funding. Some really innovators in the UK, which is nice to see. But there's probably no chance of you getting. If you go through the financials, of course, it's still early doors. Let's scroll down. So they're placing there. How much did they raise there? 500,000. It's not enough, is it? literally covers the listing costs pretty much. But final results, so let's have a look at what they are. It's all sort of operational, of course. There's no revenue as yet. They're pre-revenue, so it's still a high risk. But now they've got these three guys from ex-Tesla guys on the board. You'd think that would de-risk it a bit, because I assume they've got deep pockets, and I assume they've got lots of experience. Or turnover, what's that? 4,280 quid. Way below a national minimum wage. So operating loss of 2.6 million. And how much cash did they have back then? This was in December. So they had 230 grand. So it, you know, it is early stage, you know, R&D company, burning cash, a loss making. Of course, they need that funding. But this is quite encouraging. If any of you had bought into this a few days ago, you'd be laughing now. But it's... In this environment, of course, when it's hard to raise money and you are a pre-revenue company, that's the kind of chart you're going to see in a bear market. You know, accessing funds is very hard. Now, they've managed to do it. Look at that, though. It rallied at 26% on Friday. It's an article about this in the Times today, by the way. But I was fascinated by that. What happened here then? Well, Friday, it rallied very strongly and then gapped up massively today. But very interesting. Any of you holding that? Any of you research that? Any of you in that? Let me know. Informer, I think culture change, if these fee-free companies offer long-term investment facilities like ISA, as well as crypto, as well as options trading, then it will definitely be a hit. But I mean, you can see by the Hargreaves Lansdown share price, you know, not only the bear market and people, you know, money outflow, but it's taken a hammering. It's still, I don't know what the PE is of it, but I mean, you know, it's still, you know, a massive customer base, huge. So I can't see that whittling away. Most people won't be tempted out by free. I mean, have you, let me ask you anything. Actually, it's a good question. Have any of you dabbled in these new platforms, these free to trade share platforms? There's quite a few of them. There's free trade. There's a lot of competition within that space anyway. I mean, you know, there's free to, is it 201 or 221, whatever? There's quite a few of them, isn't there? Have you used any? Let me know if you've used any of those new ones. Please, can you cover good RNS today? Do you visit positive? I didn't see any good RNS today. Was it an RNS on good? Hang on, let's look. There's no RNS on good energy today, is there? I didn't see any. I mean, I saw the shares, you know, coming off a bit, but I didn't see any trading out there. Have I missed something? Because the last one I saw was on 28th of November. It was a trading update, which is very positive. I didn't see any news on a good energy day. I'm concerned, Steve, at the lack of news from Long Life. Not really, but they did say, you know, it'll be in the final quarter. I mean, they've delayed. But if you look at them, in fact, Angle today, talking about... circulating cancer tumor cells, then you know they're in the right space. And I think the technology, it's amazing how the results, the test results from Lung Life are actually better than biopsy. It's phenomenal. That's phenomenal. So no, I'm just going to wait and see what happens there. Things take longer sometimes than you expect, you know, and sometimes putting deadlines on yourself as a company can, you know, box you into a corner a bit. Race to the bottom, like index fees. PHE has had director dealing, which has given confidence to the share price. Yeah, it's not a... I try to work out, it's like 17 grand. I try to work out, it's so many decimal points these days. Let's have a look on Powerhouse Energy. Yeah, so three... Yeah, it's 0.0, so it is about 17 grand, I think, isn't it? Or 9 grand, isn't it? Whatever it is. Let's have a look, actually. It was my calculator. Yeah, no, that was it. 17 grand. Yeah, let's look at Powerhouse Energy. Been a long time, Powerhouse Energy, you know, doing something. So that was one of those companies, again, one of the annoying ones I really had conviction in. I just thought it was, you know, turning, you know, dirty old tyres and stuff like that into clean energy. It was alchemy. I thought, wow, it was amazing. Of course, it was, they were going towards practical and rather than just theory. And I sort of dumped them, I think. Run about here or something like that, and they just shot up into 10 bags. I've had three stocks have done that too. I've dumped them, they've done 10 bags after I dumped them. Patience, see, sometimes. So the DJI is one with market-moving news. Another one, actually, which is very interesting. Like I said, what I want is a program to literally crawl all through the RNSs of a day and look for companies that are releasing significant news. This is Synectics, okay? Trading update. And this is for year ended the 30th of November. And this is what I like. The company expects results for the year to be materially ahead of market expectations, reflecting strong trading in the second half, particularly in the oil and gas market. Now, just a quick thing. This is a 24 million market cap, okay? Additionally, the company's ended a full year 2023 with a stronger order book totaling 28.6 million. So the order book is larger than their market cap, providing the board with continued confidence for the year ending 30th. Net cash is 4.6 million, up from 4.3 million in November last year, with undrawn bank facilities of 3 million. So they do surveillance systems. And the world we're in, I do think it's going to get, you know, more busy, that's it. We are in a more sort of security-conscious world, aren't we, do you think? But the surveillance is including flexible open architecture software platform and specialist hardware to meet exacting requirements in challenging environments to target specialist markets including gaming, oil and gas, and public space. So they got the results in late February. So let's just dig into this. 24 million market cap. The contract win here, was it million quid? Was that with a major financial institution? Let's look at some news here. Half year report. So this is 6 months, and their revenue is 21 million. So if you double that, this is the second year is going to be better. 44 million for the year. Underlying earnings per share. So they are, you know, cash, they are profitable. And I did look at the chart, it's, you know, a massive hit over the last few years. Look, it's come down from like 6 quid down to 140. But today, look at that, right on that previous, trying to break that several times, you know, and that 140 level. But it's right there now. But it's funny, looking at the two bits of news. One of the, obviously, the market moving news, DJI Innovate, a lot more risky, but they've got Tesla people behind them. This is actually a proper business, you know, generating revenue, higher revenue, and profits, a good order book. It's 24 million. So, yeah, maybe less sexy than, you know, surveillance and cameras, or less sexy than a new battery solution. But nevertheless, there's a very good update there. SNX, Synectics, I think that's how you say it. But good news there on that, significant news. what else we got here? Let me just open up my thing. What else I put in the news font there? I tell you, it's not so much market moving news, but you've got Begbie's trainer, which it's never really played out this. I mean, people say it's almost you know, a play on recession, you know, because they are the insolvency company. The professional services consultancy announced half-year results. It seems decent, you know. 58.65, adjusted EBITDA 11.9, 12.8, adjusted profit before tax up 9. Profitable. It's amazing, is it? You adjust it, and you're up 10%. If you don't adjust it, you're down, what, 20, 30%? Or even more than that. Yeah, 40% maybe. They do say insolvency levels have increased. Now, if you think we are going towards a harder economic environment where more companies are going to hit the wall, and you assume so because if companies have taken on a lot of debt when, you know, it was cheap, then in the 2024, it's going to be hard, isn't it, for companies? So, and it, you know, add on top of that, consumers, if you're consumer-facing and you have a lot of debt, I think those are the kind of, unless it's really, really priced in and it's a bargain stock, I think it's going to be a tough 2024 ahead. They do say, you know, yeah, it's getting tougher out there for people. What are they, market cap? Let's have a look. 180 million, so 120, so, you know, more than 1.4 times sales, maybe. Sorry, so I just want to look at the operating profit 3.8, profit for tax 3. Okay, finance costs. I've gone up a little bit there. Debt here. Long-term debt is 7 million. And that's about it, really. Okay. Let's look at Begbie's chart. Begbie's trainer. Beg. Yeah, see, it's a bit like Hatry, H&T. It's rallied strongly, you know, from obviously 2016. But now you can see here, you know, that is price weakness. When you can continue to make some, you know, lower highs, and you can't break above that, then all of a sudden it gives way. It shows the selling pressure there, you know. So it needs to consolidate maybe. Okay. Sorry, I'm mistaken. There's not. Yeah, there's no good RS today. You know, that's shame. There's no RS on Good Energy today. AI investor, I'm on Free Trade. Good app. Lots of upgrades, improvements all the time. Yeah, I've used Free Trade actually for my sons. We're trying to do podcasts on stocks and shares. I use Free Trade, and because you can access, you know, American markets, it's very good actually. Inform, I use 212. That's it. It's been a game changer. That's why I'm a convert. Free ISA, amazing. Yeah. Tom says trading 212 is great for ISA. What's thoughts on IUG? Will they need cash soon? No. Intelligent Understanding. Oh, IUG or UIG? What's UIG? Is that different to what I'm looking at? IUG is Intelligent Ultrasound. They don't need cash. They're going to get their profitability on the cash they have. So, no. Unless I couldn't find anything else. Maybe you typed the ticker incorrectly. But thanks to those two companies, Justin. Yeah, I mean, you know, it was worth a look. I mean, today, the thing is, the best thing to do is not ever jump in on, you know, a stock that's rising by literally high double digit or triple digit, because mostly they come back. It may take a few days, maybe a few months, but it's about patience, you know, and mostly they have a weakness. People take profit. And so, I mean, my tip, essentially, if I do like a company, and I'm researching a company, and all of a sudden it comes up with news and it just rises like crazy, I'll put a little bit in, and that takes off the FOMO. You know, don't put too much in, a tiny little bit, and then you'd be surprised how much it can come back, even when you think it can't. And so, but even if you put a tiny little share in, a mountain, it does take off the fear of missing out, and then you can sort of, you know, buy in later when it comes back down a bit, cools off a bit, because there's news every day. That's the thing about the stock market, you know, 7 a.m., literally, starters orders. News comes out, and there are hundreds of companies releasing news every day, some good, some bad. But then, you know, once the news is in, it's baked in pretty much, especially for a stock that's not well known, you find after a couple of days, it'll sort of, you know, it'll sink back down, consolidate, because people are chasing other stocks. Other new shiny things are available, and that's what people do, you know. Steve, AAL got hammered on Friday. Up a bit day, but CapEx cuts. Yeah, potash. Yeah, I covered that on. Where were you on Friday, Mr. Steve? Possible vulnerable to Glencore now. I'm a holder, by the way. Let's have a look at Glencore's chart. The worrying thing is if you look at the figures coming from China, you know, it's not. Well, it's not too bad. It's consolidated. You see there, you know, high. You see that positive trend. You know, if you take that off, it rallied nicely. Didn't touch the 200-day moving average, you know, Glencore, until July the 4th. It rallied again, then broke down again. Uh-oh, now it's under the 200-day moving average. So it either needs to consolidate or it will roll over. Depends how you see the economy going, isn't it? If you look at China's figures today, we'll cover that in a bit. It's, you know, we got deflation there. That's not good. China's struggling. China is, you know, the biggest consumer of resources in the world. You know, I think about 50% of everything is consumed by China, you know, on copper, iron ore, all that sort of stuff. So when they start to suffer and slow down, you know, all the miners feel it pretty much. And you can see by Anglo-Americans, you know, released last week, they said there's less demand, pretty much, for PGMs and all that stuff. So yeah, there will be weakness in the share prices of that because of China. Once China perks up, resource companies will go mad, I think. Anything else here? Was there anything else? The angle, ITM, DJ in a bit, we just covered that. The fall is incorrect. But it is interesting. I do agree with the informer. The market has been disrupted. Hargreaves Lansdown, don't they offer it more than just dealing nicers? I don't know. I've no idea. But if you look at the Hargreaves Lansdown chart, how much of this is priced in? Look at the chart on Anglo American and Hargreaves Lansdown. We come from 24 quid down to 754. And they're healthy. They're not going to go bust. They've got a big customer base. In fact, let's have a look at them. So I'd prefer to bet on the share prices rallying in 2024 than going down further. That's what I reckon. Trading statement. New business of, 600 million in the period and closing assets of administration of 134 billion. New client growth of 8,000 in the period, taking us to 1.8 million active clients, with client retention rate of 91% or 92%. Revenue for the period, 183.8 million, up 13%. So you can, in your head, you can think certain things are happening. But when you look at that, you can see they're not suffering that much. Are they? And pretty much, the sell-off's happened, the big sell-off, hasn't it, in the markets? And so, when that picks up and people start buying and selling shares more, their revenues will as well. So, I honestly, and from what I think, there's more upside than downside here on Hargreaves Lansdown. Be surprised how sticky, like I said, 91.7% client retention, and there's inflow. See what I'm saying? But yet it's struggling on the chart. If you see here, it's had these previous support levels of sort of £7.50, broke down. In fact, it's now above back into that range. So very interesting, back into that range, but not an uptrend. Do they pay a nice dividend? Don't they? So if you're prepared to sit and hold, who's to say it won't go lower? But they're a strong company with a big presence in the UK. I can't see Robin Hood robbing them. Anything else? Just got some business news. No, intelligent numbers sound fine. I was chatting to Paul Hill recently, and it's silly saying this. You should never actually invest in a company hoping they'll be taken out. But if you look at what's happening with them and GE, I think there's a good chance they could get taken out. GE are using them as the best in class for ultrasound scanning AI. GE are the biggest operators of scanning machines in the world. Why aren't they using their own solution? Do you know why? Because their solution isn't as good as intelligent ultrasound. Why wouldn't they just buy them? In the end, it's an asset worth having, isn't it? But on its own, the growth is very good anyway. The company's very good, it's doing very well. It's one of those companies, and there are not many companies on AIM go from loss-making to generating a nice profit, and they are doing that. They will be going to that and heading for a profitable 2024, and they have cash to get there. So and it's in a very hot area, AI and scanning. Live AI images as you scan, and as you, I don't know if you know, when you're looking at ladies who are pregnant, you have time. 21 points, I think. You have to mark off 21 points. And before that was done by hand, now it can be done real time with AI. So to guarantee the size of the cranium, the size of the baby, all that kind of stuff, to make sure it's healthy. Sorry, Steve says, I was out for lunch on Friday. How dare you? DJI up 175, acquiring 20. Yeah. Gregory, have you just joined or what? That's what I've been talking about. 29% in one go. Is there an AIM rule that says you're obliged to make an offer of a company or the whole company? Is it 30%? Is it, I think, if you have that? But it's convertible as well, isn't it? So, does that mean shares in the company, of course, they convert that and the shares get bigger? I don't know. I don't know how much they're converting at one point. No, I've looked at them. They're fine. Honestly, and they've stated several times that. By the way, I'll go to IUG. Look, I'll show you. IUG, you've got to read what they said in the last update. Okay, 27 million markup, half year report, and they say cash utilization in H2 is expected to be materially lower. Okay, the group anticipates reaching profitability with its current cash. Okay, so they spent a lot of developing AI in the first, they've been developing AI for years, but launching product. Now they're out there, they're now commercializing and so generating things. So that's there. There we are. Okay, it's a heck of a, it's been an awful chart for me. I'm down on it, but I do like the company. I'm going to wait for 2024 because I think then, they'd be an upgrade because they'd be profitable. Let's just have a quick look at some, where is it? This is interesting. Well, you can be the judge of that. UK property asking prices fall more than usual. Hardly a blockbuster headline, is it? They're saying, average asking prices for newly listed houses and apartments in the UK fell by 1.9% in December, more than the historic average decline in the final month of the year, figures from property website Rightmove said today. It's funny, you get so many data, so much data coming from different sources for housing, nationwide, all that stuff, and, it's a nationwide, the biggest mortgage provider, but I suppose they're the biggest, property portal. I suppose why Nationwide know what prices are going through, so do they beforehand, don't they? I think it's supposed to be more accurate quickly. Anyway, prices are 1.1% lower than a year earlier. And they say asking prices are likely to drop another 1% in 2024 with affordability still stretched. Now, and then there's a separate story talking about UK mortgage lending predicted to fall in 2024. This is a report from UK Finance. However, the outlook for lending is expected to be brighter in 2025. UK Finance say expected lending for house purchases in the UK would fall from 130 billion in 2023 to 120 billion next year. Well, I suppose so. If you can hang on and not remortgage or buy a house, then why wouldn't you? But the trouble is, what happens when the house prices start going up? It's like stock market prices. People chase the price. And here's that news about China. The world's second largest economy has dropped further into deflation territory, with consumer prices falling last month. New data release last weekend shows. This weekend. Consumer prices and CPI dropped 0.5% on a monthly basis, showing the prices of basic goods. And also, it was lower on an annual basis. So we're not talking about disinflation here. We're talking about prices cooling a bit, actually contracting. And of course, as a massive exporter, then they are exporting deflation, which is not bad for Western economies. But if they want to get inflation down, they have to get cheaper goods from China. But it's not really good for China, because of course you want a little bit of inflation to encourage people to get out there and spend. Because prices are going up, they're going down, just delay purchases and say, well, it's going to be cheaper in 6 months' time. Less buying, less produced, less people employed to produce them, and you get the spiral. Anything else on Chatteroonie? Interesting if AFC beats its 6 month high. There's plenty of room for it, a month higher. Okay. AFC, let's look at the chart there. AFC. I think it's a more reasonable play that in the hydrogen space. It seems to be commercializing faster and it's a lower market cap. But having said that, none of the hydrogen plays are cheap. There we are. It's looking good, actually, isn't it? So, of course, we all know previous support can be resistance. And that was the support there, 17, 17.5 pence, 7.3, tried to break above it, came back down. And now it's right on it, pretty much. It's above 200 moving average, so it's a good move. Higher, low, and on that previous resistance. So, yeah, could move. Could do well. Who knows? Thank you, everyone, for tuning in. that's it. John will be here tomorrow, hopefully. And of course, hit that thumbs up button. If you could like that, subscribe to the channel. It's very important. If we hit, you know, a big metric by year end, this show may continue. And don't forget, download the Vox Markets app. They'll always be there. voxmarkets.co.uk/app, delivering RNSs straight to the front screen of your smartphone, wherever you are in the world, for free. Doesn't get better than that, does it? Thanks very much. Speak tomorrow. Bye-bye.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.